honeymoon, we're going out on school nights.
Go to hell, Charlie.
Lights out time, Claudia. Come on.
No way. You never go to bed this early. Billy.
Starting tonight.
Forget it. You can't tell me what to do.
Oh, yes, I can. Read the guardianship agreement.
Would you shut up with that already, Charlie? A piece of paper does not make you a parent.
Hey, you know what? I am really sick of hearing that from you, Bailey. If you got a problem with this agreement, fine. It doesn't have to be this way. You guys just won't be able to stay together. No one will be in charge, and they'll come in here and split you guys up. I'm responsible for this family, and I'm going to take that responsibility serious.
Oh, give me a break, Charlie. You're the one who lost the money, not me. You want to help us? We don't need your rules, okay? Why don't you go get a job?
I am getting a job.
What?
I got carpentry stuff in the wings.
You know, you've always got something in the wings, Charlie. I saw the jobs you circled in the paper. Construction foreman, master carpenter. You're not looking for a job. You're looking for a career. We need money now. If you want to help us, go get a job.
And that, of course, is a little bit of banter between Bailey, the 16-year-old, and Matthew, and Charlie, who is played by Matthew Fox, who's with us right now. Very interesting scene there.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's just the beginning. That was the pilot episode.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different things. You know, every family has a lot of things happening, and when you have a family without parents, you have natural rebellions happening anyway. And with a 24-year-old running the family, ooh, I can just imagine the possibilities.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on there. There's a lot of conflict between Bailey and Charlie.
Now, on last week's episode, wasn't someone, a young lady, moving in with one of the brothers?
Yes, actually. Kirsten moves in with Charlie. Kirsten started off as a nanny for the family.
Uh-huh.
And Charlie falls in love with her. And she falls in love with him. And he invites her to move into the house with them.
So now is that continuing tonight?
Yes. Tonight's episode is going to be about that, actually, about her move into the house and how that affects the family, how they deal with that. I mean, there's some surprises there. You know, it's one of those deals where you wouldn't really anticipate any problems with that, but there are, and it's done very well. I think it's a very, very good episode. People enjoy it.
It sounded intriguing, and of course, they've been promoting it quite a bit on Fox with small clips about the move-in.
Yeah.
So that should be very interesting tonight on Fox on Wednesday nights, again, right after 90210, you can watch Party of Five. Now, Matthew is an actor. I don't know how old you are in real life.
Well, I'll just, I'm 28, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you single?
No, I'm not.
Ah, a married man.
Yes, I am.
Is your wife an actress?
No, she's not.
Oh. That's kind of an interesting setup.
I don't know if I'd want that.
Yeah, so in other words, when you come home, Hollywood goes out the window. She treats you, you're just Matthew, you go empty the trash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's
the way it ought to be.
Yeah, it is. You have to have something to center you sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I think the mistake a lot of young actors make is that they get involved in the party scene in Hollywood and kind of lose reality a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. I'm very happy. I have a very solid. I mean, that's one of the things about coming into this business. I think when you start really young, number one, when you're kind of developing, finding out who you are, it's a difficult.